chapter entitled The Universal Form, text number 9 to 14. Text number 9. Sanjaya Uvacha. Eva Muktva Tato Rajan. Mahayogeshwaro Harihi. Darshayam Asa Parthaya. Paramam Rupamaishwaram. Sanjaya said, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the Personality of Godhead, displayed His universal form to Arjuna. I'll read the next verse. Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all-expanding. Purport. In these two verses, the repeated use of the word many indicates that there was no limit to the number of hands, mouths, legs, and other manifestations Arjuna was seeing. These manifestations were distributed throughout the universe, but by the grace of the Lord, Arjuna could see them while sitting in one place. That was due to the inconceivable potency of Krishna. So today, we are reading from the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. This chapter is entitled The Universal Form. And we will be covering text number 9 to 14. So in this chapter, as the chapter title itself is self-evident, Krishna is actually showing His universal form to Arjuna. So Arjuna, after hearing till the 10th chapter, in the previous chapter, Krishna described His opulences. Krishna was saying that how among the mountains is Meru, among the aquatics it's like shark and different other, he was giving different explanations. So in this chapter, after hearing Krishna's opulences, Arjuna had a desire to see the universal form of Krishna. So then, in response to Arjuna's desire, Krishna is actually exhibiting His universal form. So in this first verse, in the text 9, it is described, Sanjaya is saying to Dhritarashtra, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the Personality of Godhead, displayed His universal form to Arjuna. So here, Krishna is addressed by the word Yogeshwara. Yogeshwara means the master of all mystic power. So there are many mystic powers which different yogis want to achieve. Like in the Himalaya, like many people who want to achieve these mystic powers, they go to Himalayas and they perform the yogasanas and they perform severe austerities in order to achieve these mystic powers. Like becoming smaller than the smallest, lighter than the lightest, or to walk in the water. So there are so many such mystic powers. To go to different planets, if you desire to go to some place, you can immediately go there. Like Prabhupada would sometimes say that during Kumbh Mela, that many different sages would come for the Kumbh Mela. Some of them were like hundreds of years old. They would just take bath, they would just go inside Ganges and then they would come out in some other place. So such mystic powers people had. So these mystic powers are actually very attractive. In the sense when people have these mystic powers, they can actually attract the attention of many people. Sometimes we see like certain big like sadhus, they just bring some ash, or they bring some apple or pomegranate from nowhere. So these are also mystic power which can be attained through different practices. But then Krishna is the master of all mysticism. That is why he is known by the word Yogeshwara. Like in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one example of Krishna's mystic power is described. In fact, the same word Yogeshwara is used there. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that how when Maharaj Parikshit, when he was there in the womb of his mother Uttara, that time Ashwatthama, he actually released a Brahmastra in order to kill the Maharaj Parikshit, who was there in the womb of his mother. In fact, Ashwatthama killed all the 5 sleeping sons of the Pandavas, and he wanted to make sure that Pandavas do not have any son. Because the only son which was left was Maharaj Parikshit, was there in the womb of Uttara. So he wanted to completely wipe off the dynasty of the Pandavas. So he wanted to actually kill Maharaj Parikshit. So he released a Brahmastra to kill Maharaj Parikshit. So at that time it is described, Antastha Sarva Bhutanam Atma Yogeshwaro Harihi. It is described, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the super soul within everyone's heart, and who is the master of all mystic power, Yogeshwara, he actually entered the womb of Uttara and then protected the embryo of Uttara from the attack of Brahmastra. Here Krishna exhibited his mystic power. Like for example, like in the modern day, like as the Kali Yuga is progressing, like we are very much proud of the technological advancement. One may say that we have advanced so much technologically, we have invented so many medicines. But then if we see like many years, like few decades back or 100 years back, only few diseases were there. But now, as the years are progressing, although we are technologically advancing, but newer and newer diseases are coming. Like one such disease is cancer. It is said like one out of four, like different statistics which tell that how so many people will get cancer in the coming years. So when a person gets cancer, one of the main treatment for cancer is like chemotherapy, in which they give actually different radiations, they pass the radio rays inside the body, where the cancer, body is affected by the cancer, they pass the radioactive rays in that particular portion. So then that destroys the tumor. But then we see that even though when they do chemotherapy, not only the tumor is destroyed, but so many useful cells, so many useful things which are necessary for the body, they are also destroyed. I say they have to take a blood test before and after the chemotherapy and see whether the counts are proper, and then they have to wait for some time till they have to build the immunity of the person before they give the next round of chemotherapy. So one may say, oh, we are so much technologically advanced, but we have chemotherapy, etc. But then like it also destroys so many useful parts. But when Krishna, like in the Vedic culture, the technology was so advanced that when Ashwatthama could actually release the Brahmastra just to destroy the embryo of Uttara. Nothing outside or nothing inside. It will not destroy anything which is outside. If, for example, somebody puts an atom bomb or nuclear bomb to destroy a particular place, not only that place will be destroyed, many surroundings of that place will also be destroyed. So, but then in the Vedic culture, the Brahmastra was so powerful that it could destroy only that particular place. And Krishna also had a mystic power by which he could just enter the womb of Uttara and then he could protect the embryo of Uttara without damaging the other parts. By protecting the embryo from Brahmastra, it is not that in protecting the embryo from Brahmastra, he damaged some other parts or something. So Krishna also had that mystic power by which he could actually protect the embryo from Brahmastra. So that is why Krishna actually was called by the name Yogeshwar in that verse. So then Sanjaya goes on to describe that how that universal form actually appeared. He gives a description of that universal form. He says, Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with celestial ornaments, garlands, many divine upraised weapons were there in that form. So Prabhupada is actually writing in the purport that actually all these manifestations which Arjuna saw in the universal form, they were all distributed all over the universe. But Arjuna could see that by sitting just in one particular place. It's like we see sometimes, like for example in the some sports takes place, like cricket match when they take place, like they have different cameras in different places. When you see the cricket match in the TV, so after suppose somebody hits a sixer or somebody gets out, they show through the front camera one view, and then from the side camera, from different angles. So one cannot see, if you have to see the entire ground, you cannot see with your this thing. You need the help of so many cameras. Like even in our temple, like different cameras are placed in different places. There was somebody stealing something or something is reported. It is not that we have the power to see all the rooms. We have such limited, imperfect senses that we don't know what is happening in all the rooms. So we need to keep cameras, and then when you go into the security control room, so then you can see that what happened at this particular time in this particular room. So we need we may be proud of this technological advancement, though we are so technologically advanced, we invented cameras, we can see what is happening everywhere. But we can see here, Krishna is the origin of all these technologies. Here it is described that this universal form had, you will see in the future that how in the universal form all the planets were there, all the demigods in different planets were there, all the Kauravas, Pandavas, the lower planetary system, upper planetary system, everything was there. So it's a very, it can't be described in words. So then, but Arjuna could see everything just by sitting in one particular place. It is not that he had to walk to another place. When you go to a stadium, you want to take a particular seat by which you can get a proper view, main view. But still you can't see what is happening in the whole ground. But then Arjuna could see, just by sitting in one particular place, he could see the entire universal form. So it was possible because of the inconceivable potency of Krishna. So this inconceivable potency of Krishna is so great that it can empower an ordinary person to see the universal form. Although ordinary person may not have the eyes to see the universal form, but Krishna gives the vision to see the universal form. So another, the same inconceivable potency of Krishna, we can see in the 10th chapter of the Gita also, where Krishna is describing the Chatushloki Gita. Again, like in our temple, we have this Radha Gopinath media services, in which, like you will, they actually, you can actually get all the lectures which were actually given by different devotees, in the past many years, you can get that. So like some years back, I remember earlier, they used to record all the lectures with cassettes. So, like, if they had continued recording, like, the cassettes became, they were, like, increasing so much that they did not have a place to store the cassettes. So then, after some time when the technology was advancing, so then when the facility came to store all the audio lectures in a soft format, in a software, in the form of, like, different files, software files, so then they actually removed all the cassettes. Now there are no more cassettes. So everything is recorded digitally. So even when they started recording digitally, if you are familiar with the software technology, like there are different files which are used to store the audio files and video files. Like there is something called a wave file. Like if you see a wave file, the amount of space it will consume to store a particular, say, 1 hour class or something, it will be like many GBs, 20 GB, 25 GB or more than that. So, but then, like that time, initially the amount of the hard disk, the storage capacity, that was more. So then they cannot store more lectures. And then when the technology advanced, so they could compress the lecture, they could compress a particular file to a smaller file. So this compression technology in the software industry, it was invented over a period of time. Basically, the goal is you have to compress a particular file. But then when you compress a particular data, you may also lose some information. Suppose if you compress a file from 20 GB to 5 GB, then you may lose many useful information. So then, scientists were working in order to how to compress the data without losing much information. That was a big challenge for the scientists. So, but then we see how Krishna is a master of this compression technology. Like in the 10th chapter of the Gita, Krishna speaks the entire Bhagavad Gita just in 4 verses. It is described, the whole Vedas contain 1 lakh times 1 lakh verses. 1 lakh means 10 to the power 5. 1 lakh times 1 lakh verses. And Krishna gave the entire Vedic knowledge just in 4 verses in the 10th chapter of the Gita. So what is the compression ratio? 4 divided by 10 to the power 10. And then one may ask that when you compress the information, when you compress the data, there may be information loss. But in the case of Krishna's compression technology, there is absolutely no information loss. If you just know these 4 particular verses, the 10th chapter of the Gita, you know the entire Vedas. You can compress the data, at the same time, there is absolutely no information loss. So we can see that this is the inconceivable potency of Krishna, that he is the master of all the scientists and technologies. So here in this particular verse, we see another inconceivable potency of Krishna, by which Arjuna could see the entire universal form just by sitting in one particular place, without the need of so many cameras and replays. It's like we see in the cricket matches. So then, the next verse, Sanjaya is further describing. he says that if hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. Actually, this to describe this universal form, it is very difficult. It is completely indescribable. But then, Sanjaya, in order to give an idea by which, like, we can get some idea of the universal form, he is giving a simple analogy. Sometimes certain things you may not be able to understand, but then in order to give some particular idea, in order to give an idea of that particular subject, you explain with the help of an analogy. So Sanjaya is giving an analogy. He is saying that if hundreds and thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. So we can appreciate the presence of one sun. We have experience of one sun. So just imagine if thousands of suns were to rise at once, what will be, how much effulgent that particular environment will be. So that was the, like, that is how the universal form was effulgent. So in this way, like Sanjaya is giving, like sometimes when Prabhupada, when he would be preaching Krishna consciousness, like in order to explain a particular subject, he would give different analogies. Like once a hippie asked, Prabhupada was talking about spiritual world, Vaikuntha. So one hippie asked, can you explain like a little more about Vaikuntha? What is it? Prabhupada said, Vaikuntha is something like ocean of LSD. Because that hippie, if you tell about Vaikuntha, how Vaikuntha, the Lord Vishnu is there with four arms, four legs, and how they are having spiritual bodies, and if you give a description, then he may be a bouncer for him. So in order to give some idea, because hippies, he only knows LSD. So Prabhupada, in order to give some idea, he gave that, so Vaikuntha is like a ocean of LSD. Like another time, when Prabhupada was, like once Prabhupada was traveling in India, so that time, he was telling his disciples that if you don't become perfect in your Krishna consciousness in this life, in the next life you will take birth in a pious family in India. Like that, Prabhupada was encouraging them. But it was a big shock for all the devotees. They were completely taken aback by the statement of Prabhupada. Because all those devotees, Western disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they really had a tough time living in India. They had a tough time dealing with mosquitoes, malaria, jaundice, and many of them actually wanted to go back to their countries. So when Prabhupada said, if you don't become perfect in this life, you will take birth in India, they became very much afraid by the Prabhupada's statement. Then all the devotees, they told Shrutakirti Prabhu, please ask Prabhupada further about this question. And Shrutakirti Prabhu asked, is it true, Prabhupada, that we have to take birth in India? Prabhupada said, yeah, you will take birth in a pious family in India. Then Shrutakirti Prabhu said, but then India is such a difficult place. We are having such a tough time living in India. Then Prabhupada said, oh, don't worry. Now we have so many ISKCON centers in India. So many devotees are there. You will take birth in the family of one of our ISKCON devotees in India. Then the devotees became pacified. So we can see that Sanjaya, in order to give a idea of the universal form, like he is giving an analogy by saying that how thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, the radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person. So then Prabhupada writes in that purport, neither Sanjaya nor Dhritarashtra was present, but Sanjaya by the grace of Vyasa could see whatever happened. So whatever Sanjaya was describing to Dhritarashtra, it is not that Sanjaya was present in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He was actually describing all these things while sitting in the palace of Dhritarashtra. So, but then Sanjaya could see what is going on in the battlefield just by sitting there by the mercy of Vyasadeva. So here an important point is, Dhritarashtra is the direct son of Vyasadeva. Dhritarashtra is the son of Vyasadeva, but Sanjaya is the disciple of Vyasadeva. But although Dhritarashtra is the son of Vyasadeva, if Vyasadeva had the power, if he could empower Sanjaya to see what is going on in the battlefield, he could have also empowered Dhritarashtra to see the universal form. Why did he not empower? Because Dhritarashtra was simply son of Vyasadeva, but Sanjaya was a disciple of Vyasadeva. So Sanjaya was a disciple of Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva empowered him to see what is going on in the battlefield. But he did not empower Dhritarashtra. So, better to be a disciple than to be a son. So, we have to be, like, one may be a son of a great devotee, or one may have the family connection with a great person, but then, what is important is to follow in the footsteps of the great person. Then we will get the real benefit. Like, one may have taken birth in the land of India, but simply by taking birth in the land of India, it is a very great opportunity to practice spiritual life. But then, if a person simply takes birth in the land of India, but does not utilize the opportunity for practicing spiritual life, it is like a Dhritarashtra's position. But on the other hand, one may have taken birth in some foreign countries where one may not have any information about Krishna. But then, if a person comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord, if he sincerely tries to follow the instructions of the devotees, then he will be empowered much more than a person who might have taken birth in the land of India, or might have taken birth in a holy place, in a holy dham. But if he does not utilize the opportunity, facility for practicing spiritual life, then he is actually misusing the opportunity. So we can see that Vyasadeva, Sanjaya, could see the universal form by the mercy of Vyasadeva. So another point is that if a person wants to see Krishna, then one can approach Krishna only through the medium of devotees. Because Sanjaya was a surrendered disciple of Vyasadeva, he could see Krishna. So it's a famous saying, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one of the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, he would say, do not try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. So one may want to see Krishna, but then, if a person does not have the proper attitude, even if Krishna comes in front of us, you will not be able to recognize Krishna. So, but on the other hand, if a person has the attitude of serving Krishna, or if a person has the attitude of serving the devotees of Krishna, then this definitely sure that he will be able to see Krishna. As it is said in one of the Vedic scriptures, it is said that If a person serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta, then he may get perfection. But then, if a person serves the devotees of Achyuta, then there is no doubt that he will not get perfection. He will definitely get perfection. So, Sanjaya could see the universal form of Krishna by the mercy of Vyasadeva. like when Krishna going, when Krishna was going from Dwaraka to Mithila in order to deliver two devotees called Shrutadev and Bahulashva, it is described that Krishna was going at the speed of wind. Krishna's chariot was going at the speed of wind. So, but then it is described that all the people who are actually present in the path, they could see the form of Krishna. Normally when an object is moving at a fast speed, we cannot see that object. And especially when Krishna was going at such a fast speed, it is not possible to see the form of Krishna. But then everyone who are there in the path, they could actually see the form of Krishna. How could they see? It is described by the acharyas that Krishna actually revealed himself to all those people who are there in the different roads. Because ordinarily it's not possible to see the form of Krishna. Because Krishna revealed, they could see. So in order to get perfection in the spiritual life, two things are required. One is our own endeavor, and another is the mercy of Krishna. So even one may put lot of endeavor, but then simply by endeavoring, it is not that one will get perfection. One needs the mercy of Lord also. So both things are required. And then finally, like this particular universal form, this chapter, Arjuna actually wanted to see this universal form of Krishna. One of the reason why Arjuna wanted to see that form is, Arjuna wanted to set a criteria of who God is. Because he knew that in the future, many people will claim to be God. So he wanted to set a criteria by saying that if a person claims to be God, he should be able to see the universal form. He should be able to show the universal form. If a person cannot show the universal form, then we should not accept such a person as God. Because nowadays, like we see, there are so many persons who claim to be God. So if you are accepting some person as God, then that person should be able to show his universal form. Otherwise, he is not a god, he is a cheater. So like we have, like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is another criteria for judging who God is. Like in one particular verse, in the third canto, Brahmaji is explaining, Yo avidya yanu pagato pi dasharda vritya. Nidram uvaha jatari kritaloka yatra. Lord Brahma is saying, he is addressing the Supreme Lord, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He is saying that, O Lord, that you are actually lying within the ocean of devastation. You are sleeping in the middle of the ocean of devastation, which is actually having such violent waves, and you are lying in the bed of snakes, and you are actually experiencing great pleasure in lying in the middle of the ocean of devastation in which there are violent waves, and you are lying in the bed of snakes. And in this way, you are showing your showing your pleasure in sleeping within the in the middle of the ocean to the intelligent persons. So normally, like when a person wants to sleep, in order to have a proper sleep, two of the important criteria, two important things which are needed is, some smooth surface is needed. You can't sleep in a rough surface. Some smooth surface is required. And more than that, the most important criteria is, there should not be any sound in that place. If there is a constant sound, then how will a person be able to sleep? Sometimes, like, some people are so sensitive, even a small sound can disturb their sleep. So two things are required. Sound should not be there, and then nice bed, nice, some smooth surface or cushioned bed is required. But then, here, the Supreme Lord Vishnu is actually defeating both the criteria. Where does he sleep? What is the Lord's bed? He is sleeping definitely in the smooth bed, but then he is sleeping in the bed of a snake. A snake's surface is very cooling, it is very soft. But then, although it may be softer than the most softest bed, will any living entity in this world would like to sleep on the bed of a snake? He would be like, get a sudden heart attack and die only. He will sleep and then die. But then Lord is sleeping in the bed of a snake and he is experiencing great pleasure. And not only that, he is actually surrounded with, there is constant huge waves. The waves of devastation are making huge sound, but then still the Garbhadaksha Vishnu is sleeping very peacefully, despite the so much of surrounding huge noise. So if a person actually claims to be God, you should tell him that, we will accept you as God, provided you sleep surrounded by some 10 snakes, being massaged by 10 snakes, provided you sleep in a, like, and still if you can experience a nice sleep, and if you can sleep in a crowded place like something like Dadar Bridge, where there is so much of noise always going on, still if a person can sleep in such a place and experience great pleasure, if we can sleep soundly, then we can accept him as God. So here we can see in this way that by understanding this universal form, that like it sets a criterion for God, who God is. So in the future verses we will see more description about the universal form. So I'll stop here. It's already 8:15. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Speculation. Gaurgopal Pur said in class.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Shri Gopal ji Bhagavan ki, Shri Gauranitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की शील प्रभुपाद की श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे
Yeah.